Welcome back to Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. I am your grateful host, Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous, you are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Sip. It's all true and it's all for you. Let's get started. Welcome to Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. Today I'd like to share a short little segment with you. I was called in my state of thought, intellect, and emotion to grab a journal, a notebook that I've had and have carried with me in my travels since 2011, December 2011. And I found something from an event that I went to called The Inside Edge from January 20th, 2012. And I'd like to share some of these points with you. I think that they're soul-stirring, thought-provoking, and simple. So without further ado, please enjoy. How is it possible for 7 billion people to all say they want the same thing and not be able to get it? Is it possible that there's something we don't truly understand? Human beings get together in groups to ask, what can we do? Then they ask, how can we do that? Maybe we're asking the wrong question. Maybe the question should be, why should we seek a better world? Why? Why will produce the answer to what and how? We all wake up at some point. Have you woken up? If not, when will you wake up? When God speaks, she means it. If not now, when? And if not you, who? If we all live on Earth, we must begin to function as a world community. Humanity needs to create a new cultural story. We've been passing down the story of our species. Who would you make wrong if you discovered what was right? The human species is living a life of mistaken identity. Be someone who lives with passion on purpose. We're three-part beings. Body, mind, and spirit. Our beliefs about God translate to our beliefs about each other. Technology and medicine have questioned the prior assumption. That's why it's advanced. Religion refuses to do so. It's why we're in this human predicament. Write your own book, if you dare. Live your truth. By living your truth, you are writing a book. Everything you do matters. Newsflash, you are it. Don't miss a moment and don't miss a chance. How would you behave? How would you live? How would you think and believe if you truly thought God was all in you, as you, through you, for you, and in anybody else? Maybe you would feel something like these statements. I am that which God is. I am the living representation of divinity. If God exists, then I am that. When I transform myself, I transform the world entire. What would it be like if I truly believed that you are me and I am you? What conversations are you having with yourself, with your God, with your friends, with your family, with your intimate partner? There is no separation between us. We are all one. Every global decision, transformation, has begun with a global conversation. Let humanity have a conversation with itself. It's how to move from fear to excitement. That which you create, you need not be afraid of, as long as it comes from your highest thought. You'll be surprised at what arises and is revealed from conversations, random conversations, thought out conversations. Sometimes we just need a reminder of what's truly important for us to course correct. It's the magnet in our personal compass toward our mission and purpose. It's our reminder that we are not in this alone. You'll be surprised at how ununique you truly are, and that's a beautiful thing. Remember you this. You are announcing who you are and what you stand for in every single moment. What are you announcing right now? The great Dr. Wayne W. Dyer once said, "If you do not love what you do and do what you love, you have chosen mayhem over music." And I'll close this out with this last little note. This is not about me being here. It's not about the way I say things or the way I portray things. This is about you and the changes you will make in your mind. I'm simply a messenger of studies passed down through generations. Now here we are. The point is, this isn't about me. This is about you. It's always been about you. We are just mirror reflections of each other. There is nothing we can do anymore to change the world. Our problems won't be solved by us trying to do something about them. But we can be something with regard to them. We can. We can be caring. We can be compassionate. We can be generous. We can be tolerant and forgiving. We can be one with all others. To offer just a few examples, when what we are being changes, what we are doing will shift automatically. I'll repeat that. When what we are being changes, what we are doing will shift automatically. Our behaviors will adjust themselves. In the past, the call has been to reform the way we act rather than the way we think. The urgency has to shift our responses to life. Yet there is only one way to meet challenges facing humanity. We must alter not the way we conduct ourselves, but the way that we construct ourselves. Thanks again for dropping in today here at Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, hosted by your truly grateful host, Jonathan Nobby. I want to remind you that you are each the results of the best thoughts that you can afford. Raise your standards and only accept the best thoughts, the best quality, the most luxurious and rarest thoughts. You deserve it. Also reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule, but the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true. It's all for you. It's on you. I'll catch you next time here on Wake Up and Smell the Mother Loving Miracles. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, And to break through what new possibilities could look like, you can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite wake-up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.